Kriya Vyoga Turam Ashukantam.
Kriya Vyoga Turam Ashukantam.
Kriya Vyoga Turam Sevatam Shakunika Sarena.
Sevatam Shakunika Sarena.
Vidya kala parhito vilina. Vidyadha kala parhito vilina. Evam kulingam vipalatam vilapatam arat. Evam kulingam vilapantam arat.
Evam kulingam vilapantam
arat. Vya viyoga turam ashukantam.
Vya viyoga turam
ashukantam. Saevatam shakunika sarena.
Saevatam shakunika sarena.
Vidyaha kala ahito vilinaha. Matajis.
Evam kulingam
milapantam
paramparam. Priyaviyoga turamashukantam.
Priyaviyoga turamashukantam.
Sarevatam shakunika sharena.
Sarevatam shakunika sharena.
Vyadakala prahito vilinaha.
Vyadakala prahito vilinaha.
Evam,
thus,
Kulingam,
the bird,
Vilapantam,
while lamenting,
Arat, from a distance, Vyaviyoga,
because of the loss of his wife,
Aturam, very aggrieved,
Ashurakantam,
with tears in the eyes,
he,
that hunter,
Eva,
indeed,
Tam,
him,
the male bird,
Shokinaka,
who would kill even a vulture,
Sharena,
by an arrow,
Vidyaha,
pierced,
Kala,
Prahita,
being moved by time,
Vilinaha,
hidden.
Translation,
by His Divine Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Because of the loss of his wife,
the Kulinga bird lamented with tears in his eyes.
Meanwhile, following the dictations of
mature time,
the hunter,
who was very carefully hidden in the distance,
released his arrow, which
pierced the body of the Kulinga bird
and killed him responsibly. Because of the loss of his wife, the Kulinga bird lamented with tears in his eyes. Meanwhile, following the dictations of mature time, the hunter, who is very carefully hidden in the distance, released his arrow, which pierced the body of the Kulinga bird and killed him. No purport. Next verse. Evam yuyam aparasyantya atmapayam abudhaya nainam prapsyartha sochantya patim varsa satir api. Translation. Thus Yamaraj, in the guise of a small boy, told all the queens, "You are so foolish that you lament, but you do not see your own death. Afflicted by a poor fund of knowledge, you do not know that even if you lament for your dead husband for hundreds of years, you will never get him back alive. And in the meantime, your lives will be finished." Purport. Yamaraj once asked Maharaj Yudhisthira, "What is the most wonderful thing within this world?" Maharaj Yudhisthira replied, this is from the Mahabharata, Vana Parva, 313.116. Ahanyahani bhutani gachchantita yamalayam shesha starvaram ichchanti kim ascharyam ataparam. Hundreds and thousands of living entities meet death at every moment, but a foolish living being, nonetheless, thinks himself deathless and does not prepare for death. This is the most wonderful thing in this world. Everyone has to die because everyone is fully under the control of material nature. Yet everyone thinks that he is independent, that whatever he likes he can do, that he will never meet death but live forever, and so on. So-called scientists are making various plans by which living entities in the future can live forever. But while they are thus pursuing such scientific knowledge, Yamaraj, in due course of time, will take them away from their business of so-called research. Omgyanatimirandasya janaganasalakayam chakshusmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha shi chaitanya manabhistam shapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa karamaya dadati svaparankikam vandeham shi guru shi yatavara kamalam shi guru vaishnavamscha shi rupam sagrajatan sagaragatan vatam samjivam sadvaritam pajrishana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shi radha krishna padan sagana lalita shi vishaka vitamscha he krishna karana sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopisha gopika kanta radha kanta namostate tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vishuvana Stuta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tiru Vascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Pavan Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Hari Hari. So thank you for allowing me to speak a few words on this subject matter of preparing for death. It's a very grave subject, obviously. At the same time, this joy is there because we know we're not going to die. We give the example, right, of the cat carrying the mouse and also the kitten. So for the mouse, it's horrible, death. But for the kitten, it's natural. So this should be our consideration. How to live every moment as though death is going to happen in the next moment and still be joyful. It's a
trick in a sense, right? But it's not a trick if you understand that this is the actual position. It's not something, excuse me, it's not something artificial. We are eternal. But we forget that. And we identify with the body of the self, and therefore we're in anxiety for what will happen to me. So this is the real symptom of one who is advancing in spiritual life. He can become fearless. Bhaktisiddhanta was there. He said, I know no fear. Otherwise, the whole world is full of anxiety due to illusion. The illusion is I'm this body, and by forgetfulness, I think I'm going to remain in this body and enjoy this life. And so I don't prepare for death. Therefore, it's a great loss, a great opportunity slips through our fingers. So there has to be some urgency. Atata Brahma Jigyasya. Now, in this human form of life, we should become serious and be enthusiastic about making a solution. The plan makers in the world are so enthusiastic. How to make business, how to make money, how to find a wife, to woo a woman. They're enthusiastic. But nobody's enthusiastic about preparing for death. But this is the price. If we want to do anything properly, we have to be enthusiastic about it. If we don't have any enthusiasm, we'll lose interest. So it's like a catch-22. So how do we remain enthusiastic? Tushyantichara, Bhantichara, by enlivening each other, by discussing, like now we're sitting in the Bhagavatam cliff. We're discussing on this subject matter. If we go a little deeply into it, we'll see that this is a wonderful news that we're getting. We don't have to lament. Brahmabhuta prasannama, na sochati, na kanchati, no more lamentation, no more hankering. We can find that Krishna's arrangement is there in everything that comes to us, even death. And so we become joyful. At every moment, Brahmabhuta, Prasannatma. Prasannatma means full of joy. No more anxiety. But in order to get that realization, we have to take the process very seriously. And what is the process? The process is to worship Krishna. Abhaya Charanaravinda. Then we'll become fearless. Nanda Sunanda. If we worship the son of Nanda, Krishna, then we'll become fearless. So, what is that worship? That worship has to go on, ahoitakiya pritiyata, without interruption and without motivation. So, we may not be at that level, but we should see, this is what I want to aspire for. I want to become a pure devotee. It's not like the Christians who, you know, they said nobody can become pure, only Christ is pure, we'll make him God, and then he'll go on dying for our sins. No, we have to become perfect, pure devotees, on our own right. And we have that capacity by desire. By desire we've come to the material world, and by desire we can go back to the spiritual world. But unfortunately, we're distracted. Even when we're chanting, right? Bhaktivinoda says the biggest offense, I was hearing yesterday, was saying, if we are not attentive while we're chanting, then all the other offenses will follow. So why are we not attentive while we're chanting? Because we're distracted. We're thinking, oh, what my wife said to me this morning, or what I have to do at work, or something. We're not able to hear nicely the holy name. Therefore, we're not getting the result, Krishna Prema. So, don't be discouraged by that, but just take the process more enthusiastically, more seriously, with a greater determination, just like the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. He was just a young boy, but he was so determined. He was going to get a kingdom even greater than his father, grandfather. And Narada Muni tried to dissuade him, oh, you're just a boy, forget about it. Go back. No, if you're not going to help me, my mother told me God was here in the forest, I'm going to find God. If you don't want to help me, that's okay, but I'm going to stay here in the forest and find God. So within 6 months, he was perfect. Because he had that kind of real determination. So we have to have that determination. But of course, in Kali Yuga, Manda Sri, Manda Mataya, Manda Bhagya Upar, everybody is unfortunate, lazy, disturbed, misguided. So we don't have that fixed, one-pointed intelligence. What is that verse, Pushkar 241? One-pointed intelligence? Who knows it? Say it loudly. Right. So the resolution of those who are resolute is one-pointed. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions there that what is that one-pointedness? To take the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. That's the real samadhi. So Prabhupada said that when he read it, because that purport was there, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, he mentions that there. And Prabhupada said, when I read that, I was enlivened by that, you can say, encouragement. And therefore, I've taken the order of my spiritual master as my life and soul. And Prabhupada said, that was my only success, that I took the order of my spiritual master as my life and soul. So that is open to everybody. Prabhupada is there. He's our Shiksha Guru, everyone. So why not take his order as your life and soul? Then we can become successful. Like Dhruva. Very quickly. So how is that possible? Well, every day, every moment, we can be thinking how to push on Prabhupada's movement. How to introduce other people. Because that was Prabhupada's mood. He wanted to bring the whole world to Krishna. So we should assist him in that mission. He left us everything there, suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. But we have to take it seriously. So why are we not taking it seriously? Also because of our bad habits. Like sometimes the example is given, a lake of water, suddenly a bubble will come up and we'll see something. Where did it come from? We don't know. So in the same way, in our sleep or in our conscience, sometimes these mundane desires will come in. And we'll be tempted to meditate on those impure desires, fantasies, sexual usually. Because the whole bondage is sexual. This is the strongest attraction. Man is thinking of woman, woman is thinking of man. So, when those impure thoughts come, we're not looking for, they just come. Then we have to learn how to go on with our devotional service and not give them energy, not indulge in them. Just, we can't deny them. They're there. Prabhupada even said himself, sometimes I think about my wife. It's natural he spent so many years with this woman. He's going to think. He was sannyasi. He said, but I don't meditate. I don't act on those thoughts. So they're going to come up because of our condition. Since time immemorial, we've been conditioned. But we have to struggle with these demons. But we have the proper weapon. We have a very powerful weapon to break the teeth or the head of these demoniac thoughts that come. They're demoniac because they're based on sense gratification. And sense gratification is demoniac. It means I want to be in the center and put Krishna on the side. Prabhupada said, if I had indulged in sense gratification, I would have been just another face in the crowd. So we're all struggling with this desire for sense gratification. And it's a demoniac because it's saying, I should be in the center, put Krishna away. This is the same mood of Ravana and Hiranyakashipu. Of course, we're not so big demons like that. And in the Kali Yuga, you know, we can get away with our impure little fantasies and feel that nobody knows what's going on. But Krishna knows. And our progress will be slow because we indulge in this sense gratification, subtle or gross. So Prabhupada is always trying to heave us up to the spiritual platform, to the transcendental platform, where there's no more of sense gratification. So we may feel, oh, it's impossible, but it's not. We can do it. But we need each other. We need to cooperate, because that was Prabhupada's instruction. Show your cooperation. Show your love how you cooperate. So this is the order of the spiritual master. Again, the one-pointedness. Take the order of the spiritual master as your life and soul. Then you can become qualified. That should be our first consideration. How do we become qualified? Prabhupada was asked, what is the most pleasing thing that we can do? He said, chant Hare Krishna. So we all can chant Hare Krishna. That would be very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. But we have to chant, clearing the offenses. Don't indulge in the dirty things. And when they do come, irresistible sometimes, just neglect them. And go on with your hearing and chanting. Go on with your service to Krishna. Then, gradually, these things will be subside. Just like we give the example of a dog. A dog may be a very vicious, big dog, pit bull or something, but if you starve him, he becomes weak. Then he no longer is fearful. He's just lying on the floor. He's famished. He has no strength. So mind is like that dog. It's dragging us into sense gratification. And we feed it. Yeah, okay, I'll just do a little sense gratification. It won't disturb, won't hurt anybody. That's the morale of the ordinary people. We mix with the ordinary people. Their morality is, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, you can do it. It's all right. But that's not our morality. Because they don't know that God is there. And He wants us to love Him. It's like we were hearing this morning from Adan. How one is like offended Krishna. Krishna is a person, and He loves us, but we've turned away from Him, and we ask Him to help us forget Him, and He's not happy with that. So it's not enough just to say, I'm not hurting anybody. You are. You're hurting Krishna. You're hurting the spiritual master. They're not happy to see you in this condition, this illusory condition, living in this land of phantasmagoria, that you are the enjoyer. You're not the enjoyer. Bhokta-rang-yagna-tapasam sarva-loka-mahesham shiram sarva-bhutanam. What's the last line? We can be peaceful, but we have to give up this idea that we're the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer, and if we cooperate with His enjoyment, then we'll also enjoy. So that requires a little faith that we agree, all right, I'm going to try to please Krishna, make Krishna happy. Then we see that by doing that, we become happy imperceptibly because He's in our heart. And he's eager to reciprocate with us. Yeyatama papadiyante tamsatavi bhajamyaham. So what is keeping us back? There's no obstacle. There were so many obstacles were presented to Prahlad, but he went on remembering the Lord. He went on with his devotional service. Nothing could check him. The only thing checking us is our unwillingness to take the process seriously. So that nobody can help you with. We can only point in the direction. This is the process. This is Krishna. Come on this side. But you have to be willing. Like we give the example of the birds flying in formation. The lead bird is there, but he can't carry the other birds. So Prabhupada is our leader. But we have to flap our wings. We have to keep up. But it's not a very difficult process. We don't have to go like Dhruva and eat only leaves and stand on one leg and so on. All we have to do is come together like this, discuss this subject, chant Hare Krishna together, take part in the festivals, take prasadam. What is so difficult? It's not very difficult. But we make it difficult because we're crybabies. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna, we're chanting, poor me, poor me. Isn't it? Everybody's lamenting. Okay, any comments or questions?
As far as sense gratification is concerned, isn't one of the unique things about bhakti yoga the fact that we can actually dovetail some of our tendencies in the service of Krishna?
No, not anya abhilasi sat sunyam. Sunyam, we want to be free with that dovetailing. So we want to do everything to make Krishna happy. Krishna will be happy if you take prasadam. Your senses will be satisfied by taking prasadam. Krishna will be happy when you see the deity. But the mentality should be, I'm coming in front of the deity, let the deity see me. I'm offering the food, let Krishna enjoy. Then I take the remnants. We have to change accounts. This is the wrong idea that we can go on indulging in sense gratification and thinking we're dovetailing it. We have to curtail it and do everything for Krishna. What's wrong with that? Why is that so difficult? It's a joyful process. Everything is joyful. Why do we have to keep our one hand on the sense gratification? What is that sense gratification? Tongue and genital, mainly. Tongue and genital. I'm not going to offer the food. I just want to eat it. I'm not going to have sex life for procreation. I'm just going to enjoy. These are the two big obstacles. Therefore, we say, Sariya Vijija, the tongue is the most voracious. And if the tongue is under control, then the straight line, belly, genital, will also be under control. But we can't control. And then we think, oh, okay, I'm not going to control, but I'm going to consider this is devotional service. I'm dovetailing it.
But I mean, for example, Arjuna was a fighter and he had certain tendencies.
Yeah, his tendency was to give up fighting.
He wanted to give up fighting, but Krishna actually wanted
that's
him
my
to
point.
Fight.
So what is your tendency? You want to eat more? You want to have sex life? Sure, we're all like that. So we have to give up that tendency and take to devotional service. Then, with the whatever comes, it'll come. By Krishna's arrangement, we'll find our senses are satisfied. We don't have to look for sense gratification. It will come. Our senses will be fulfilled by the arrangement of the Lord. Nobody's looking for trouble, but it comes. Our senses are also troubled sometimes. Who can avoid that? So, you want to do something to please your senses, but that is going to come automatically. Just put Krishna in the center. Yishavasham, we're reading this morning. Yishupanishad. Anyone else want to get smashed?
Thank you, Maharaj. I wanted to pay a psychiatrist to analyze me, but you've done it really nicely.
Don't applaud, just throw money. How much you pay for the psychiatrist?
You said that this process requires faith.
Yeah.
You mentioned it in the lecture. But when Prabhupada was here with us, we had that strong faith because we knew that Prabhupada would never fall down and that leadership is required. And when we don't have that strong faith, today rarely devotees have that faith that this leader will never fall down. So how do we deal with that?
Prabhupada is no longer your leader?
No, Prabhupada is a leader, but it's important to have a life.
So what's the problem then? Prabhupada was with Once in Hong Kong, he Brahmananda came there, and I was alone. So Prabhupada sent Brahmananda sent a telegram to Prabhupada. Sri Vikrama Swami is alone. Send help immediately. So after about 10 days, I got a letter from Srila Prabhupada. He said, what is this alone? Vaishnava is never alone. Just like when I came to your country, apparently I was alone, but I was always experiencing the presence of my spiritual master. So why can't you experience Prabhupada's presence? It's so much. Here's his murti, here's his temple, here's the deities that he's installed, here's the Guru Puja we're singing. Prabhupada's still our leader. And those who are representing him, they're also leading. I don't see that that's a complaint, a legitimate complaint. If you're sincere, Prabhupada will personally come. I told this story so many times, how the one devotee, you know, he was Hari Krishna's disciple, he lost faith, he was in anxiety, he was thinking it's hopeless, I can't do it. He was so much more advanced than me. He couldn't do it. How can I do it? And then one night Prabhupada came to him. Why do you say hopeless? So why won't Prabhupada come to you? Because you're not hopeless. You're thinking, I have my job, I have this, I have this. You're taking shelter of these other things instead of taking shelter of Prabhupada. He's ready to come. That's his Shaktivesh. He's empowered to come in everyone's life. But you have to want, you have to call, you have to cry. And then nobody can stop you from doing that. Like the same example, Prahlad Maharaj. He didn't have Narada Muni in front of him when he was being tormented and so many obstacles were put in his place, but he was remembering. Even he didn't even see Narada Muni. Narada Muni spoke to him in the womb. Wasn't it? He didn't even have his director, you know, he just heard. So you're all hearing from Prabhupada. Then, why not? Why not be guided by him? Yes.
We find that many, many great personalities, when they're in difficulties, they exhibit some degree of lamentation.
Like, well, yes, I didn't quite catch that. When
I said they exhibit some degree of lamentation.
Yeah.
For example, like Lord Ramachandra himself, when he, you know, when
right.
Sita went away, you know, he was lamenting so much. You have Arjuna, when like Abhimanyu died, he was ready to kill all the Kauravas. See, and many other personalities. So it seems like it's a natural thing sometimes in difficult situation. I mean, it's...
Yes, it's natural, that's true. But it shouldn't be done inordinately. These ladies were lamenting inordinately, more than required. We can feel some sorrow, some separation, some loved one dies. But if we go on, inordinately, then it's improper, sentimental. Therefore, the story is being told to get these ladies to stop being sentimental. Ladies in general have a tendency to be something sentimental. So, the instruction is given to them. So don't. And men, of course, in the Kali Yuga, men are like women, right? Isn't that what we hear? So the men are also sentimental. Like I preach in Poland. Most everybody is sentimental in some way. So we have to give up that sentimental. We can have sentiment, we can cry, but if it goes on, you know. So where to draw the line? So that's the, according to time and circumstance, we should be hard as a thunderbolt, soft as a rose. But that should be seen. Right? Didn't the Prophet say religion without philosophy becomes sentiment or fanaticism? We see that in the world. The Christians are sentimental for the most part. The Muslims are fanatical. And they make a mess. They both make a mess. But we have scientific religion here. This Bhagavad Dharma. Scientific. Once the story was... I think I can mention his name. Brahmananda was there in L.A. with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was displeased with them. They were keeping Prabhupada separate from his disciples. They were. This is 1970. And Brahmananda was alone with Prabhupada in the garden, and he was crying. And Prabhupada stopped. Why did it stop this sentimental? He was crying in front of his spiritual master. Prabhupada didn't like it. And I have experience too. I was flattering Prabhupada, and he didn't like it. The other side. No, I'm just a humble servant. So this is science. How to be full of sentiment at the same time, hard as a thunderbolt. Doesn't mean we can't cry. If we lose, if there's the great say, we lose a devotee, we lose a loved one, we could cry. But if it's gonna affect our service for the next 20 years, then it's sentimental. Or even for the next, you know, we should understand that the like Lord Chaitanya showed it perfectly when he carried Haridas Thakur's body. He was feeling separation. He was feeling, but he was also feeling joy that he knew because that Haridas Thakur was in the spiritual world. So read that pastime, a very good pastime. Lord Chaitanya is showing us how to have full feeling at the same time, not be sentimental. Yeah.
Oh, that's the good. Srivas told the ladies, "Stop crying, you'll disturb the kirtan." Yeah. Yeah. The Supreme Lord is dancing and chanting, and what is auspicious way to leave the body?
His own son died. And that's a very good pastime, thank you. Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Oh, just one quick point. We're planning to have a temple. We're buying a church or planning at the planning stage in Orlando. I have some photos and things. Anybody would like to see, they can come and have a look. Hare Krishna.
are you?